I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Before I Die is a global art project. It can be found on over 300 walls in 50 countries. It's an ongoing project that begins tomorrow in St. Louis. Artist Robert Fishbone of Off the Wall Productions, along with other members of the St. Louis Mural Project, will begin to install the project tomorrow on the east side of the Craft Alliance building down in the Del Mar Loop. Robert Fishbone joins us now, along with Chelsea Ritter Sornan of the St. Louis Mural Project and Ben McLaughlin of Craft Alliance, and we welcome you all to Cityscape.
Good afternoon, Steve.
The Before I Die project is the brainchild of an artist by the name of Candy Chang. Robert, a little background on the artist and what her inspiration was.
So Candy Chang, like many of us, lost someone near and dear to her. Her name was Joan, and she became like a second mother to Candy during a trying time in her life. Joan died suddenly after they knew each other for 15 years, and Candy was, of course, bereft with grief. One of the things that she knew about Joan was Joan had all these things she wanted to do. She wanted to learn to speak French and move to Paris. She wanted to see the Pacific Ocean. She wanted to play the piano, but none of these things would ever happen. So in one way of dealing with her grief, Candy started imagining, well, other people might, you know, have things they want to do before they die. So with the encouragement of some of her friends, she took an abandoned building and she transformed it into a public forum by putting a chalkboard on it with the words, "Before I die, I want to." And people began filling it in with basically what was their hopes and dreams. And a community got created, a public forum, where people felt empowered to start expressing what was in their minds and hearts and in their souls.
We earlier let our listeners know through our Facebook page if they'd like to participate and how they would complete that sentence. Let me tell them now, if anyone listening now would like to do that, you can go to our Facebook page, or you can tell us on Twitter or send us an email at talk@stlpublicradio.org. But let me share just a couple that people have already sent us. "Before I die, I want to." David M. said, "Visit China." Jenny said, "See the aurora borealis."
Nice.
And Paul said, "Know that my family knew that I love them."
Mm.
So everybody has a different answer. That's what's
and
interesting
that shows
about it.
Exactly the breadth of ways that people express themselves in these walls.
Chelsea, this project, you're with the St. Louis Mural Project. Now, this project is not a mural per se, so what drew you to this? And aren't you the one that had the idea to do this in St. Louis?
More or less. So the STL Mural Project started out as a Facebook group, and it is quickly evolving into an active group of artists and non-artists alike.
You've done some interesting projects. Mm-hmm. Some people would know, like down on Cherokee Street and the Flood Wall, mm-hmm. and a couple of other places, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Right. Those are two biggies, and then this is really the first project that has been a true collaborative effort of everybody in that group. We posted on the Facebook group, like, "Hey, isn't this cool?" And then Robert quickly jumped on board saying, "Hey, we need to do this in St. Louis," and we all just kind of came together. It's important. The STL Mural Project is taking it on because it's a piece of interactive art. And public art does not have to be a mural of, say, a landscape or portraits, right? It can be anything. And the more that a mural can encourage the community to participate with it, we believe the more positive it can be.
So this basically, and I know it's different everywhere it's done, but basically on a board or some kind of surface, you have "Before I Die, I Want To," and then people, whoever the public, can come up and they just fill mm-hmm. it in.
Right? 24 hours a day.
Right. And Boo, what's the fit with Craft Alliance?
Well, Craft Alliance in the Loop has, first of all, it's a kind of a heart of the Loop. It's the one of the oldest institutions in the Loop as we know it now. It was actually there before Blueberry Hill, and so it's a good gathering spot. But we have studios that are filled with people who come together to express themselves creatively, and so the idea of a great chalkboard where there is an opportunity for people to come and share their creative thoughts, it's kind of a thought community, is really exciting. And it kind of an emblem of what goes on inside our studios.
Let me share some more ideas from our listeners from our Facebook page. "Before I Die, I Want To." Brian says, "Hike every national park with my wife." Christine says, walk on the surface of the moon. And Jennifer, Ed, and David B., they all say they want to have their books published. So this is really individual. Some things are fanciful, some things are practical.
Exactly, yeah.
Have you seen the walls in other places? And
I've only seen them online. I mean, there's both like static pictures and videos that are done, and everyone, you know, there's a sameness to them all in that it's like people with, you know, amazing expressions on their faces looking at these walls and reading what's on them, and the settings are entirely different. I mean, where they're done, how they're done, but basically it's a big chalkboard. And everyone responds to it. And if you go online, you can see them. They are in all these different languages.
Which is great to see. All the, you know, just the shapes of the different letters. I mean, it's kind of exciting.
Yeah. China, Serbia, South Africa.
Middle East.
What have you noticed when you're looking at what people have, how people have responded in different locations, whether it be different cities here in this country or different countries around the globe? Are there differences depending on where people are, what their dreams or thoughts are in any way? Do you see any kind of pattern there?
Everyone should respond, but I mean, no, I think everyone has the basic, you know, everybody has a heart and a mind and a soul, and you know, we all have things that we want to see happen in life. And they go, like you said, everything from the whimsical to the very touching to the very practical.
Chelsea, mm-hmm. Any thoughts?
I completely agree. I think the vast beauty of this project is that there's similarities and differences in each one. You might identify with the project when you go up and realize that two other people have written your same "before I die" phrase, you know, or there's complete uniqueness and there's nobody that has written that same one.
I just noticed that a lot of the ideas are to be transported somehow beyond, in either thought or physically, the realm of where people are in their lives, which is interesting. Hmm.
There's an interesting story about this wall at Craft Alliance. Robert, you have a history here.
I do. I don't remember exactly when, but it would have been sometime in the 1980s. I was participating in some kind of art fundraiser, and we painted a mural on the side of Craft Alliance, but the way we did it was people paid $1 for a cup of paint, and they threw it at the wall. And so all day long, I had, you know, wild people throwing paint at the wall, like, amazing. And then at the end of the day, I sculpted it and then added a dancer in the front. And I think we might have it posted somewhere on one of our Facebook pages. But all these colors are streaming out of this dancer across the wall. And then after a few years after that, the artist Bill Cohn did a mural on that wall.
What's there now, Boo?
Right now, there's a black chalkboard that's waiting to be stenciled. But actually, that's another reason. You know, when you ask why Craft Alliance, it's a yellow wall that has a sign up high, a big sign of Craft Alliance, and it's kind of like a billboard for us. But you know what? It's a wall that's crying out for art. So when Robert came to us, 2 weeks ago, it was sort of a no-brainer that it's an exciting thing to have a mural on this wall.
You hadn't considered this until 2 weeks ago?
Actually, it was last week.
Was it last week?
It was like 1 week ago.
He emailed us, and we said, yeah, we'll do this.
It was wonderful how quickly they saw the value in it to the community. I mean, it was great.
Is there a reason that you moved so quickly? You have another event that's beginning tomorrow. Did you want those things to coincide?
We move quickly when the ideas are good. There's no reason not to say yes when somebody comes with
Amen
a great
that.
Idea. And, you know, this is the part of the third annual Chalk Festival in the Loop. So it's a great way to participate in that. But, you know, I think it's a wall that should be animated. We're, by and large, a 3D art institution. And so, you know, I think it's a good thing that we've all come together because mm-hmm. maybe we can, you know, keep the murals going on the wall in the future. So it's serendipitous.
Right. There'll be a lot of attention focused on.
But in terms of what's going on tomorrow for Craft Alliance, we have an opening in our Grand Center location right down the street. It's Stephanie Liner, Mementos of a Doomed Construct. And it's going to be a really – so I'm hoping that people will come to our opening it's next Friday. Come see the mural and then come to the opening next Friday. We will have our Grand Center Gallery filled with what looks like life-size giant Fabergé eggs. And they're filled there with live humans who are sewn into the fabric. It's going to be a really exciting opening, and there will be this people who come will see the women make their way into this, into these sculptures. So it's exciting. I hope they'll come out next Friday night.
That's Boo McLaughlin, the executive director of Craft Alliance. We're also talking to Chelsea Ritter Sornan, who is with the St. Louis Mural Project and with Robert Fishbone of Off the Wall Productions. If you're listening to us now and would like to help us fill in the phrase, "Before I Die, I Want To," go to Facebook, tell us what you think, or you can tell us on Twitter or send us an email at talk@stlpublicradio.org. Let me share a couple more. Mike C. says, "Before I die, I want to drive Route 66 from one end to the other." I could go for that.
Yeah, that's a great.
Anne says, "Visit a space station, then spill water in zero gravity."
Fun.
And Cynthia says she'd like to kiss George Clooney. So there's quite a range of things. It's an interesting, I want to know how you're going to go about this, because I had a chance to look at the Before I Die guide, which is what the artist put together, and it's sort of a loose guide. She lets, she encourages people to interpret it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And I guess each wall is a little different. They do it differently, don't they?
I say that there are differences, you know, in terms of the physical construct. I think the feeling behind the wall is the same. You know, people have a medium to express themselves. You know, they're going to look a little different, partially, as Boo said, because the languages are different, you know, Chinese and Serbian and English. But really, I'd say there's more similarity between the walls than differences. I mean, she does allow people to do it however they want. I mean, and she says, if you have any bright ideas, let us know.
So what's happened so far? Chelsea, Boo said, I guess you've got the wall painted.
Mm-hmm.
So you've only been on this for a week or so.
Yeah.
So tell me what's happened so far and what your part in it has been.
Sure, definitely. Just kind of helping tie up the loose ends. Robert and I will be stenciling the "Before I Die" phrase over and over and over and over and over all over the chalkboard today and maybe into tomorrow. And then tomorrow during the chalk festival, people are more than welcome to come on by. And I think it'll be up for 2 to 3 months.
We're going to keep it up as long as it appears to survive. I mean, I think we'll definitely keep it up into, you know, through the fall months. But in the winter, if it our theory is it's on the east wall and most bad weather comes from the west. So we think it will last a long time. And we will when it fills up, we'll erase it so that people can keep writing on it.
Are you going to document before you erase the things? Are you going to document and save those? And then
absolutely.
How will you use those?
Well, Candy Chang's organization, they actually help people establish mini websites, and so that we can load the images up. And so there are many of these dedicated websites to different walls from all over the world. So one of the staff people at Craft Alliance, Katie Peace, is kind of in charge of navigating all of the social media and the documentation and keeping that going.
Here's some more responses from our listeners. "Before I die, I want to." Cody says, "See the Chicago Cubs win the World Series." Wonder how long Cody plans to live.
The guy will be on the moon before that.
Mike D. says, "Witness complete and actual world peace. No war, no fighting, no killing, no crime. No one taking advantage of each other. Everyone living in harmony." Wow, there's a wish. And Jan says, "Before I die, I want to celebrate my 100th birthday with a beer and a hot dog and a Cardinal game and a box at Busch Stadium filled with friends and family. And, P.S., we win the game." Well, since this is a new idea, I'm thinking that probably a lot of people are going to participate won't know about it ahead of time. They're just going to be strolling the loop, perhaps, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you think that'll sort of add to the creativity of what people say? I mean, just sort of the impromptu nature of the whole thing?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, absolutely. I don't see why it wouldn't. You know, I think to me, if I didn't know about it and I was walking down the street and this blank wall is just inviting me to draw something on it, how fun is that? And everybody can relate to sidewalk chalk, right?
Yeah.
We all did it as kids, and I think that's one of the most fun parts about this project as well.
There's a great big, you know, it will say "Before I Die" in very large letters so that it will be people will see it and they'll see that things are written. And so I think they'll be drawn in to read first and then they'll see that there is an opportunity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I expect there'll be a lot of people standing around reading it.
Craft Alliance presents Before I Die. It begins tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. at Kraft Alliance at 6640 Delmar. If you go to stlpublicradio.org, the Cityscape page, we'll have a link to Kraft Alliance website, also to the Mural Project's Facebook page. What do you want people to know about tomorrow morning at 9? Is there going to be a ceremony or anything specifically happening? Or?
One of us will probably be the first ones to write on the wall.
That's right.
I think that'll
but
be
I,
the ceremony.
I would also like to extend the invitation, too, that I think definitely all of us in the Mural Project and hopefully many more citizens of St. Louis might be excited about the thought of doing this elsewhere in St. Louis as well. So if they have ideas, definitely contribute them. You know?
Right. And it also can be done indoors. It doesn't have to be outside. Mm-hmm. So even like corporations and schools, hospitals, I mean, any organization really can sponsor one of these projects.
Well, Robert, since you said perhaps maybe the way you're going to get things started tomorrow is that maybe you're going to do something. Do you want to share that with us before you die? What would you write?
Well, I don't know if this would be the one I'd write, but I was thinking about this before I die. Well, I want to stay healthy enough to live long enough so that my future grandchildren remember me.
Hmm. And so interesting, you know, you probably could go back over a couple of days and do a couple of different ones. Chelsea, how would you answer that?
Oh, I would like to try every fruit on the planet. Yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
And we're not judgmental about these, are we? Boo.
I want to take the time to meander up and down and across the United States on a bicycle, maybe a year, and just hang out and talk to people.
I was thinking about it myself, and before I die, I think I'd like to feel like I have nothing left to do. So it's interesting, though. It's something certainly to think about. The Before I Die Mural Project. It begins tomorrow at Kraft Alliance. Go to our website and you can find out more information. We've been talking to Robert Fishbone, Chelsea Ritter Sornan, and Boo McLaughlin. Thank you all for being here. It's a fascinating project.
Thank you,
Steve.
Thank you.
Really
hope you'll come and write on our wall.
I definitely will. Definitely will. And chalk is provided, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. 24 hours a day.
Yes.
Yep. Tubs of it.
Okay. Here are some of the stories our St. Louis Public Radio newsroom is following now. Our State House reporter Marshall Griffin is pursuing reaction from House and Senate leaders, as well as the governor's office, Governor Nixon, about a proposed special session to, quote, fix House Bill 253. That's a bill that would lower the state income tax rate for individuals and corporations. And Governor Nixon holds a press conference in Farmington within the next hour. He's expected to address his veto of a bill which would allow sex offenders to remove their name from the sex offender registry if they were a minor when they committed the crime. Join St. Louis Public Radio this afternoon for local and regional news and throughout the day on our website at stlpublicradio.org. Next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk with soprano Christine Brewer about Arts and Faith St. Louis's third annual September 11th Interfaith Commemoration in Music. Then join Don Marsh Monday on St. Louis on the Air when he'll talk with Arthur Herman about his book detailing the role of American business in the U.S. victory and the U.S. victory in World War II. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer with assistance from Camille Phillips and Aaron Dorr. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter, and have a super holiday weekend.